Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Born on June 12, 1973 in Benin City, Victor Nusa Ikpeba had his career breakthrough at the 1989 FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Scotland, from where European football scouts signed him for Belgian club RFC Liège. He would go on to feature for bigger clubs, notably Monaco of France, where his performances crowned him as African Footballer of the Year 1997. Victor made his African Nations Cup debut at Senegal 92 and also featured at Tunisia 94, Ghana Nigeria 2000 and Mali 2002, winning one gold, one silver and two bronze medals. He tells his remarkable AFCON story in this exclusive interview. Enjoy it.
The history of the Nations Cup started in 91. I went abroad after my Eaglets tournament in Scotland in 89. I went to Belgium, I signed for FC Liège. 2 years after, I was invited to the national team by Clement Westerhoff. Credit to him. I think I had the platform to be invited for the national team because I was playing for FC Liège, maybe not on a regular basis. I think Westerhoff saw me playing in Scotland 89. I knew I was as one of the future of Nigerian football. So for me, it was a moment I will never forget in Nigerian football, you know, for my experience, you know, being invited to the national team, being invited to be along the big boys of Nigerian Super Eagles, you know, then called the Green Eagles, the likes of Keshi, the likes of Alo Agu, the likes of Ushu Kishuku, Eguavon, the great Rashidi Yekini, the likes of Finidi George, and for me it was a dream come true, you know, because when you're young, you're always inspired to play for the national team. So for me it was a dream come true. I wasn't one of the regulars of the team, you know, you have to fight for position. You had the likes of Omokashi, you like the likes of Siasia, these are great players, these are quality players, you know. So I didn't play much games in Senegal 92. But I was privileged to play the third place match against Cameroon. I will never forget that match because it was I've arrived, you know. It was tough to play against the big boys. It's never easy to play against the big boys. I think I had a good game. Then I was part of the squad that went to Tunisia 94. Place was difficult to have, you know, have to fight for position, you know. I was part of the team, I was part of the squad. I think I had one or two games, you know. I played against Egypt, another game I played, you know, but Yekini was an outstanding player, Muneke, the likes where Finidi was involved. You know, if all the names I'm calling today shows of the quality and the talented players we have in 94. We won the 94 Nations Cup after we won it the last time in 1980, 14 years after, you know. So I was part of a fantastic set of players, you know, the best in Nigerian football, maybe the best in Africa then, you know. We took African football to another level and we went to the World Cup. We all know what happened at the World Cup. We played one of the best footballs of the 94 World Cup in USA. And because of political wrangling with the women involved in 98, in 96 AFCON, you know, I think with what we had, we could have won the Nations Cup in South Africa. Eventually, South Africa won at home, you know. So we had the opportunity to come back at home, 2000 Nations Cup. Co-hosted by Ghana and Nigeria, you know, started brightly, scored twice against Tunisia, had some problems, you know, but that's part of life, you know, and did come back to play against South Africa in the semi-finals, came in the final match against Cameroon. I think it was one of those dramatic moments I will never forget in my life, and we all eventually know what happened when it came to penalty kicks, you know, and people have not forgotten what happened. If today with VAR, we could have said it was a good goal, you know, but it was a very sad moment for me, for the team. I left Nigeria that very night. I've never seen Lagos so quiet. I was flying off, taking off to London, and it's one moment I will never forget, you know. I think I had the confidence. I've been playing penalties when I was playing in AS Monaco, and I was scoring most of those penalties. So I had a belief to score penalties, but we all know it's never a guarantee. We've seen great players missing penalty kicks. So I had the belief to do that, and I went there. Yes, construing the lighting of the stadium, then at the National Stadium 2000, it's so difficult for me to see whether the ball actually crossed the line. Because we were so quick, he hit the bar upstairs, came back and came out. So it was difficult to see, but Ike Seremo saw it. He had the linesman there, he had the referee just close by. Maybe the referee might not have seen it. And you know, my reaction was normal from a footballing aspect of the game. I thought the ball had not crossed the line, so I reacted, putting my hands in my head. Wherever I go today, people still say to me, "Why did you put your head there?" Nobody might have changed the decision of the referee. I'm not so sure. We've seen players missing chances, reacting, putting their heads and their hands in their heads. You know, so it's very sad moment in African football, because if the referee had got it spot on, maybe might have won the Nations Cup, but it was not the guarantee, because I think Cameroon, Kano missed his own penalty too, so they might eventually have won the Nations Cup, you know. So these are the things I think FIFA have done a great job by bringing VAR into play now. They cannot help referee to get their decision right, you know. But it's one moment I will never forget. It's one moment people still talk about. I'm sure, I don't know, in 50 years, young generation of football fans will be educated on what happened in the AFCON final here in Lagos. But that's fine, I think it came to pass, and we played in Mali 2002 Nations Cup. That was my last AFCON, you know. Didn't get myself involved, but playing the last game, you know. But looking down memory lane, I think I've been privileged to play with some of the best Nigeria I've ever produced. I might not be regular in a certain moment, but I had my own playing time. Most of the time of career, about 10 years with the national team, you know. Didn't play much in 94 World Cup, but I did play most of the games in 98, you know. Started back home in 2000 Nations Cup, you know. Looking at about this experience all those years, you know, I say very rich for me, and very competitive. And I won't say the players I was competing against, they were not good enough, but they were good enough. And I think I learned a lot of lessons from this player, because you have to compete to get the best from him. And that player brought the best out of me, because I took it to my club and eventually become African Player of the Year in 97, you know. So it has been a rich history, the journey has been rich. Unfortunately, we didn't play in 96, in 98. Maybe I could have scored more goals. Maybe we could have won more AFCON between 96 and 98. I think we had the players to do that. That generation from 90 to 2000 was a brilliant generation. If you look at the statistic, finalists in 92, semi-final bronze medalist in 92, won it in 94. They participated in the last two editions, but finalists in 2009. Bronze medalist in 2002. So we were never far from winning this AFCON competition. So it's been rich, up and down. I would say I'm not satisfied to play regularly. No player is ever satisfied to play regularly when you know you have the potential to play. But you know, looking back, you know, playing with these great players, being part of this great generation for 10 years, I want to say to Nigerians, you know, it has been a privilege. You know.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.